Good morning. Thank you for getting used to my accent, because English is my third language that I studied as an adult. Of course, my first language is Cambodian. My second language is French, because my country was occupied by French for over 100 years. So we learned French from first grade. English, my third one, I learned when I attended Oregon State University in 1961. Just graduated from French high school and go to U.S. study forestry. Hard time at the first 2 years, you know that. But I make it in 4.5 years. So thank you for having us here. I know Pastor Bill, and last Friday, I know Pastor Russell and Jerry. We have lunch together. First, we had a big noodle, my favorite. Then after that, we pray together, and so know more, a little bit more about your church. And last Friday, I shared with you about the wonderful, wonderful story of God's work in Cambodia from the beginning. When the CMA mission entered Cambodia for the first time, the first Protestant missionary came to Cambodia in 1923. Before that, there was zero Christian. But today you know more about the story. So glad to be here with you. And when I look at your mission statement, I love it. Of course, we as Christians, we love Jesus more and more each day. Amen? From all our heart, all our mind, with strength. And we journey together to bring the gospel to the world who is hopeless. The gospel, the hope for the people here in our neighborhood, here around the world. Like my country in Cambodia, you can see that. So the title of my message today is Called to Bear Fruit. So by that, I mean I give the highlight of my ministry, and along with my wife too. I'm sorry she's not here. She had to speak at the church in New York, west of New York. Cold. So she's jealous with me. It's warm here. Not to compare with in the East Coast. So, okay, can go to the slide. Maybe somewhere I need some help there. You can go slide by slide. Maybe. And we honor to be invited to speak at your church, Grace Chapel, for your Global Family Weekend. And I want to thank you for being part of Christ-centered X18 family, which is the Christian Mission Alliance. We have more than 6 million strong believers in 70 countries around the world. Plus, we have in here in the U.S., we have about 500,000 believers. We praise God for that. But we focus more and more mission on reach people around the world. According to how A.B. Simpson, our founder there, had the heart for the world. So at the denomination, we are inspired by Jesus' love and power by His Spirit. We are passionate about bringing the good news about Him to our neighborhood, to here and around the world before His return. On behalf of Dr. John Stumble, our CMA president, and Dr. Jim Crouch, our vice president for international ministry, my boss, our boss at the missionary, we want to thank you for supporting my wife, Kay, and I serving in Cambodia in the past 9 years, and all the 700 international workers around the world to bring hope to all the people hopeless around the world, especially unreached people, through your giving to the Great Commission Fund. Thank you for that. And we pray that you have your bill down there, Pastor Bill, the faith promise. We pray you give beyond what your tithe to the local church. So giving the mission is extra thing from your heart. We call sacrificial giving. And the Lord is pleased when we touch His heart to give the mission so we can send more missionary to unreached people around the world. So at Jail Council, 2009, in Cincinnati, Ohio, my wife Kay and I, we were commissioned as career missionary to Cambodia. When I was 67, my wife was 65, just about the time to retire, after having served in the national office as the director for intercultural ministry, with ethnic ministry, all ethnic group in the CMA. Just about to retire, the Lord called to the mission field. Imagine that. So, we are the oldest one. We broke the ice because normally the mission, our denomination don't send mission out when you're about 35. But we already broke the ice, through the ice, because of the need, the Cambodian need, our expertise, need our gift to help the church there. So that we went. So when we decide to go, by obeying the Lord calling to go, we have some challenges that face us. Like living in a family of six adult children and eight grandchildren and 18 behind, one easy, you know that, as parents and grandparents, to say goodbye to your loved one. And we had to sell a house with a very cheap price, with the market very low. We sold a car with cheap price, we get it all with belonging, we go to serve the Lord in Cambodia at that age. Also, we have the age issue. We wonder, how long can we serve? I was 67, my wife 65. We are grandparents already. Some of the denominations say, oh, just send them out for a couple of years and then bring them back. That's all they can do. But praise God, God has used us the past 9 years in Cambodia. Also, we have a health issue. I'm a diabetic, type 2 diabetic. After the board of directors approved us to go, the one man had the last word to say yes or no, the doctor, the CMA doctor. He came to my office one day in Colorado Springs and said, Joe, I know you have been appointed by the board to go to Cambodia, but I don't want you to go. I said, why? Because you are diabetic. And Cambodia is a malaria country. Malaria all over the country. If you ever get bit by the mosquito, malaria will kill you. So I want to have the risk for the CMA. I don't want to go. I said, I had to go. My wife had to go. Why? Because the Lord called us very clearly. The fear crying for leadership development in Cambodia. They need the older couple to come to help, to train pastor, church leader, to contact with professional people, to contact with the government official. And our same leader recognized our gift, our experience in that area. But he couldn't convince me. Okay, if you feel strongly the Lord call you, here the paper, can you sign the paper, you and your wife sign? That we are not liable to your, if something happened to you. But yeah, we are happy to sign that. Wait for us to live for Christ, to die again. We want to give our life to God. Being what he had done for me, because I couldn't thank God enough for saving my life from the killing field. Some of you hear me last Friday. I was one of the few survivors from the killing field among the so-called highly educated people in Cambodia. Among the top government officials, I was one of them. The Lord saved my life by bringing me out of Cambodia 3 weeks before the killing field took place. At that time, the government sent me and my family to Bangkok, Thailand, to work for the UN Mekong Committee to represent Cambodia. 3 weeks after I left, the country fell to communists. And you know what happened? They began killing from the top to the bottom. So I went among the first one to be killed by the Khmer Rouge, if I stay in the country, and my family too. The president himself, my life for the killing field. 3 weeks later, I couldn't see anything happen, so I went to apply to go to U.S. Embassy to declare myself refugees. So I could be admitted to the U.S. in my dream to go back to the place where I used to study before, Oregon. Then the Lord saved my soul through the gospel, shared to me by the former Cambodian missionary who visited my home. I gave my life in 1975 to become a follower of Christ until now. So that's why, as long as I live, I want to serve God, because He created mercy upon me. He saved my life, He saved my soul. I know that God had purpose to save my life for the clean field, so He can use me to bring glory to His name. You can see the result. Okay. Also, a language issue for K. My wife is Laotian, she's not Cambodian. My former wife, my late wife, she died up in Salem, Oregon. She left me 5 young children. I was become miserable. Working full-time for the state of Oregon, state forestry, and raised a kid for 5 kids young, four years to 10 years by myself for a while. I said, Lord, I don't know how long I can stand like this. But it pleased you. You know, I need a partner, a new partner, to work to serve you together. My children need a new mom too. She's so young. And I asked the Lord, well, give me the one to do your best. The one to love you first. The one who want to serve you. The one to love my children. The one who have a good education. We can serve together. And Lord brought Kay to my life from Cambodia, from Laos. She was the PK, pastor kid, raised a Christian family. She was a school teacher in Laos, and she was a Bible translator. She was the editor for the Alliance Publications Department. She was the broadcaster for ABBC, for each broadcast. So, praise God, God gave me the perfect one. That's why we serve together in the past 41 years now. So, praise God. God's so good. Amen. So see, who can learn a new language at age 65? But Kay learned the language in 6 months after she arrived in Cambodia. After 6 months, she was able to read, to write, and to preach, to teach the woman. Hallelujah! Well, God is good, amen? Yeah. Give you a picture of country Cambodia divided into 24 provinces. We live in Phnom Penh, down south there, but we travel around the country with train leader. So the Cambodia, but the size of the state of Pennsylvania or Missouri, about the same size, but have a population of 16.5 million. I mean, the country grows so fast. After the war, the communists wiped out about 25% of the population. But after the war, the people just produce babies like crazy. Yeah, and number of churches. I showed you last Friday night when I returned home in 1990, it was a short-term mission. There were about 200 Christians the most. Most were killed by the Maoist communists, and some of them fled to Thailand. So today, we have churches, about 3,000 churches, praise God. And the new believer, about 260,000. With about 1.6%. But the language used in worship, 15. Not only Cambodian. We get to ethnic minority. We have 40 minority in Cambodia. So they too need to hear the gospel besides Cambodian. Yeah. One, I could. Yes. So these are our verse for our calling. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and to bear fruit, fruit that we last. That's the word of God, the Lord gave to us, but He called us to go to Cambodia. He called us to go to Cambodia, not to go around, but to bear fruit for Him, produce fruit, bear fruit that lasts. You can see the fruit, what kind of fruit is that? Through the empowerment of the Holy Spirit, we were called to bear fruit through development, national and regional leader. That's my first assignment. Multiply disciple, involving in evangelism, church planting, and church growth. Developing next generation leader. Developing relationship with other denomination leader and high ranking government official. I will give you the highlight for this. Okay. Developing national and regional leader. That's my first assignment to train leader, to produce leader for the church. My first assignment to work with this man, he's a national president of the CMA, national president. My work to coach him, to mentor him, I open my time to him anytime. He can call me anytime, come visit me anytime. He's a good man. He oversees about 200 CMA churches in Cambodia. And then after that, we have to train his leader, called National Church Committee. They meet every 3 months. They come from the provinces, come from Phnom Penh, from the provinces. Now they were elected by the conference at the National Church Leader, so I train them every 3 months. And then we brought them out of our home, our very small house, for fellowship. Put the wife together after training, brought the wife together, so they connect together, be of relationship together. And then we brought them to the sea, to the beach sometime for retreat. So be of more relationship, very important for them to know each other, to support each other, because they seldom meet together. Because they live far away from each other around the country. Also, I was in charge of one region, called Southwest Region. The leader of the region, they oversee about 50 churches. So I help them how to grow in their own region as well. All the mission work out of the region by what I assigned specifically for one region. Also, I was assigned to train leader, they call the Lord Church Pastor. Those three men, they're not Cambodian. They're Phnom, people, tribal people living near Vietnam, in the eastern side of Cambodia. Each of them pastor a congregation of 400 to 600 people. You can see some picture of the church there. They're full. So I need to help them how to grow further, not to be satisfied where they are, but to go further. By help them to produce a small group. So that the group eventually become a church itself. Yeah. So they're wonderful people. I mean, to play disciple. We travel around the country, but it's a northwest region. Just all the leader, pastor, church leader, we train them how to make disciples. So they come to make disciples can make disciples, disciples can make Christ, church can grow. There's no secret for that. So we travel, this is the northeast, this is the eastern region with the Phnom people. We train them to seminar, discipleship seminar. They move on. And then this is the northeast region, this is Jerai people, not the tribal group. The group, they cross the border, some of the native there, they cross the border from Banmen Thut. You recall the story in the Tet Offensive, during which they killed our missionary. Our missionary worked for these people, Jerai people. Yeah. So here we have 25 or 30 church of them that each region, and we train them. Here the group in southwest region, they're Khmer people. Behind it is the national headquarters of the CMA, the national church of the CMA. Yeah, move on. Yeah, we also in evangelism and church growth. Move on. See, this is the church here. This is the Phnom church in Mundukiri near the border. They are full. This church have expanded the building 3 times. In the past 10 years, they keep growing. But one time when I visit the church there, I saw so many people in your church as a pastor. Are all of them a Christian? I said, no, pastor, not all of them are Christian. They relate to the family. Let the children grow up in the church, they just follow the parents. Or some of them married a non-Christian, they just follow each other. I said, I got the clue. So next time when I come back again, I preach the gospel. And then you see the a lot of people came forward to receive Christ, more than young people. You can see the down in the shoe, they don't go up there, they call it altar, the holy place, they do the shoot down there. So this exciting to see that how people respond. Also, when we come to visit the small church, small village, one time my wife behind there, and then the pastor told me, introduce two ladies, they're so stubborn. They have been attending church so many years, but they don't want to accept the gospel, become Christian. So the Lord gave me the opportunity to share the gospel to them. After I share, they said, oh no, Okay, now we agree. So the way that the people pray, receive Christ. Yeah. Another one here, this it's a police officer. My a friend of mine, you're right there. He's a captain of police of police, and then he's a regional director also. He's in the province. Then I visit home and he introduced me to this young lady who is a police officer working under him. After I talked to her a little bit, I found out she's not a Christian yet. So I shared the gospel to her and pray, and she received Christ right there. Also, I was introduced to another man who his fiance from the U.S., from Seattle, known me for 30 years. He engaged with this guy here in Cambodia. And this guy looking to become a Christian. But who can share with me? He's quite a high-class guy. I didn't realize he was a two-star general. So I invite him to our home, and then we share gospel to him, become Christian, we baptize. But then he looked to heaven. Well, I have the Lord to bless him with his pastor right there. And then he went to church with us in Phnom Penh there. He become a follower of Christ, excited by the Lord. So next one. And then here we took picture at the at our house there. And then these are the biggest fish that the Lord allowed me to hold in Cambodia. Praise God. We're exciting. Also, we have the burden for the next generation. Why? Because most of our pastors, they become Christian when they were adults, 30 plus. And now they're over 60. Most of them, I look around, all the pastors, 60, 65. And then I wonder who will take care of the flock after they retire, after they go to heaven. And then the Lord gave me the vision, you need to develop next generation leader. Because 60% of the Cambodian population under the age of 30. You imagine that, 60%. That means the country is very young. Very, very young. More or less young people. So we need to develop leader among them so that they can reach out their own kind, their own generation. Because you and I, we cannot effectively reach out to the young generation because we don't have the mind like them. We don't speak the language like them, the thinking like them, but their own generation. So the Lord gave us that idea. So we have promote the conference called Intergeneration Conference. We invite all the leaders, first generation, and bring the young leader for the church with them. So we teach them how to work together, how to empower the young, the older need to empower the younger, how to respect them, how to value them. And we ask the young leader how to respect the older leader, work with them, submit to them. So we did it for the third time. That's wonderful. Then we can see the result that the younger leader become raised up, working alongside with the leader. Praise God for that. So in the conference, we divide a small group, let the old leader and give some good questions to answer, the young leader, of course, the answer, and let we bring them together so they can discuss and dialogue together, how to work together. This is a big example. You see this man here, he's an older pastor, about 65 years old, and he's the assistant, about 30 years old. He was one of my students at the Bible school. You can see the picture later. But like, they were baptized together. Well, you see that happen. We want to see old leaders and young leaders work together. Now learning from each other, submit one another. For the glory of God, for the sake of the church. We want to see happen in our church, we see happen right now, slowly. Also, the Lord gave the burden for the city. Here how in Phnom Penh, we have a lot of young people. Because they go to school, they go to university, they got a job, they're a young professional. So the Lord, even the vision about 4 years ago, you need to start, you know, raise up leader and start in the city first. So we invite them to our home, you know, to go to discipleship class, have a meal together. After a meal together, we subdivide into a small group. They can share, they can pray together, they can learn together. That's the way they do. And we're home every 2 weeks. And then they have fun together. After the they have fellowship, they fun, they learn together, they have fun to stay over how until 10 o'clock at night. That they want to go home. They enjoy so much. Yeah. And then we form a committee and install a pastor among their own to take care of the church called First Young Adult Church or Second Generation Church of the CMA in Phnom Penh. Then we have the worship team, wonderful. They live to worship right here. And then we had a church right there. It's been going on for over 4 or 5 years now. They've grown slowly. Also, the Lord gave the burden for the teaching young adult at the Bible school. Far away from Phnom Penh, every morning, every 2 weeks, we get up about 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the morning, driving about 3 hours to teach about 3 hours and come back. Those are young people. Then they graduate after 2 years. Then they go out, they return home to be pastor or missionary or elder, whatever. It's a joy to see them grow in the Lord too during the school time, school year. Also develop a relationship with other denomination leader and high-ranking government official. Here the picture of the not only the CMA, all the pastor, CMA, and non-other denomination. It's very important for us to work together, not to work against each other. We're all Christian, all we come from different denominations, but we need to work together for the kingdom of God, for His glory. Not for glory to any denomination, but the God glory. So I was able to do that because besides being a full-time missionary, I was elected by all the denominations at the conference called Evangelical Fellowship Cambodia. I was elected as the chairman to serve across the denomination. So we bring together all the parties to get them. They know to each other. They want to go back to work together. Don't work against each other. Work together. Also, God gave me wisdom in the first picture first. Return the first picture. Yeah, this is the man in the middle there. He's the minister of culture and religion. In charge of religion in Cambodia. Of course, you know, Buddhism is the official religion in Cambodia. We are a minority. But we are able to make contact with the high-ranking official so they can be a relationship with them. When we have good relationship with the high-ranking people up there and the church, the local authority, they respect us. They make things easier for our local churches in the provinces. So we are able to do that. Next one. Also, we were able to meet with the Prime Minister right in the middle there. He wanted to see us, to meet with us once a year. Never happened before. About 3,000-4,000 pastors and children from over the country come to Phnom Penh. First of all, to meet with the Prime Minister. Once a year, he talked to us. We talked to him. Shake hands with him. You see my picture right there behind the guy. Yeah. Wonderful. Never happened before in Cambodia. Because Cambodia used to be anti-Christian. Now, Prime Minister Hun Sen, I don't know how much you heard about him, read about him, a dictator, whatever, but he told us, as long as I am in power, you guys have the complete freedom to do what you want to do. Just praise God. Yeah. Even the church in Cambodia has been growing steadily since 1990. Praise God for that. The Christian represent only 1.6% of the population of 6.5 million. Go back, please. I get back. 6.5 million. So a lot of people there need to be rich. And 31 of 43 people group need to be rich. They're unrich people. All of them need to hear the gospel, right? Before Christ returns, this is the scripture coming up. Besides, you know, to partner with God, to reach out to nearly 1 million of young factory workers in the capital city of Phnom Penh, through church planting, the CMA mission in working with the Khmer Evangelical Church, this is the name of the CMA National Church in Cambodia, have been an urban ministry training center. They're called UMTC, Urban Ministry training center to host classes, students, and staff. The cost of the building is about $4,000. I praise God that we have received so far $315,000 from the Alliance Church in the U.S. The field needs actually about $85,000 to complete the building before classroom, students, and staff could move in from the crowded rented apartment right now. You can see the building. See here the building. On your left, on your right side, is the national headquarters. Here the building to host students and staff for the future. Here the woman that is the field director, she's in charge of construction, her name is Chris Manfred. We would like you to prayerfully consider to partner with the Cambodian field for this strategic initiative to reach the nation by reaching nearly 1 million of Cambodian young factory workers in Phnom Penh through planting churches among them. Any amount of contribution, large or small, would be greatly appreciated, of course. These young people, by the way, come from all over the country, all the provinces, to seek jobs in the capital city of Phnom Penh, where most government and factory are located. After they have saved enough money, they will return to their villages, where they become the light in the villages after they become the follower of Christ. So the Great Commission, my dear friend, is too big to do alone and too important not to do together from still more mission nexus. Thank you for being part of the Alliance Christ-centered Aquad 8 family by bringing gospel, hope to your neighborhood and to all people groups around the world. We would like also to invite you to send short-term mission team to Cambodia in the near future to work alongside our international workers to strengthen the ministry. The Cambodian field is ripe everywhere for the harvest. Like John in John 4:35, the Lord said, do not say 4 months more than the harvest. I tell you, the Lord said, open your eyes and look at the field. They are ripe for harvest. Here's the picture of the harvest in Cambodia. You see my wife in the back side and left side. So, but instead of people have people harvest the rice field, we like to see more harvest for the soul. Because the field right everywhere. Cambodia having one of the most open country for the gospel right now. Why? After the war, after the clean field, the Lord revived Cambodia. I can see that myself. I can see the glory of the Lord come upon the country little by little. More and more people can look quite excited to see what God is doing right now in Cambodia. So we as a church, we want to partner with him, what we can do. Also around the world, 40,000 people group have little or no access to the gospel. The people, you know, in the 1040 window country, most of Muslim country and Asia too. They too need to hear the gospel before Christ returns. In Matthew 24:14, the Lord said to his disciples, and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. Come, welcome to reign in this earth here for 1,000 years. We are his followers. We will reign with him. We become his priest, become his minister. So thank you. Together we can partner with God to complete Christ's commission before his glory return. And we're looking forward to that. This is our precious hope. I believe we hope the Lord coming. When he show up his glory in heaven, hallelujah! The Lord is coming. So he will be with him. Okay? Okay, thank you so much. God bless you.
Brother Joe, thank you. I'll go ahead and sit down. Just sit down. Thank you for sharing all that.